The Defeat of the Frost King's Hordes by George E. Merrick. A note by the poet. On the rolling ridges of north central Florida, which are in fact the ultimate southern termination of the Appalachian system, are to be found strangely mingled the growths of the north and tropics, and in November the traveler observes stunted north oak and occasional maples, true to their traditions, flaming feebly among the tropic green of live oak and palm. As one journeys southward along the ever-diminishing ridges, the green tropic flatwoods from Gulf and Atlantic sides encroach ever closer and closer until the last flaming reminder of northern color is engulfed in universal greenness. One gains the vision of a great invading army marching victoriously far southward to fall finally in defeat through cunningly planned ambush. The end of the poet's note. 3,000 miles and more they march, white armies of the north, and in their wake where dead uparch ensanguined hues flare forth. Unchecked, they sweep from Arctic Bay, where first they blustered forth, and southward flames their blood-hued way, red armies of the north. Through helpless, shivering, stricken land, southward rolls their march on mountain rocks, by river sand, the dying brown and parch. 3,000 miles they march and more. No army dares stand forth to battle wage on northern floor with armies of the north. Not one with their path they spare. No tiny fluttering life. They leave high-arched aisles of flare, slim throats they put to knife. Their victims fall, thick lain to earth in mounds of dying red. Each flaring waste holds fearful dearth of else but heaping dead. They leave no little humble home, but all as prey acclaim. Tall spire and sweeping templed dome burst in consuming flame, their white, deep, steeped glares faithful forth, rapacious still, for more encarmined armies of the north stretch southward hands of gore. 3,000 miles they march, and more from out their frigid north, but ambushed fate is waiting for red armies of the north. For see, from hot West Indian lands, green-clad armies northward fare, calm, silent, unobtrusive bands, green swarm from jungle lair. The green-plumed hosts, though witting well the force of jealous spleen, surge northward, one green-tossing swell, heroic armies of the green. Where other northern armies reeled from Seminole's rude hank, the palm-hued hordes now choose the field to ambush fore and flank. The gray-green moss in cunning keen hides countless warring head that swarming spring from jungles green on armies of the red. Surrounded, stunned by cunning shock, the blue-hued minions fight, green-armored warriors' ceaseless flock to choke red-flaring blight. And fierce the silent battle flows, where live and north oak meet, high-ridged tongues of angry glows pierce ambushed green-flung beat. But reinforcements to the green, palmetto-clothed, spring forth, all sissel-shod, with bayonets keen, halt armies of the north, past cypress swamp, by oak-grown hill, red armies struggle through to palm-green vales, nor flee until palms view a Waterloo. Yet further south, reds, dying, strive. Green-fronded trumpets blare. The victims, last of red hordes drive, sparse, exiled maples flare. Green-fronted arms in triumph wave. Green-tossing plumes fling high. The gray-green moss for vanquished brave breathes low, magnanimous sigh. 3,000 miles they marched and more, red armies of the north. Green held, their southward drive is o'er, fled armies of the north. The end. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.